you have tuned into ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, investment ideas, and market trends. I am Nikhil Agarwal. While the Nifty shot up by 3% last week, Nifty IT Index remained under pressure as it recorded a dip of 2.8%. On the weekly chart, Tech Mahindra was the biggest loser with a 6% drop. Other IT large caps like TCS, Infosys, HCL, and Wipro also ended in the negative. In today's special podcast with independent market expert Rajiv Nagpal, let's understand what's going on in IT stocks. Listen in. Welcome to the show, Mr. Nagpal.
What was behind the weakness seen in IT stocks last week?
Nikhil, if you look at IT, I mean, that's one sector which has performed exceedingly well. And in terms of the fundamentals, probably that's the sector which I was the biggest gainer of COVID-19. Now, the problem with the look at the other side of this thing, it is highly overrun by FIs. The two sectors which is highly overrun by FIs is the financial space and then is IT. So now the financial space is done, the selling is done in last 6 months. Now, if somebody has to sell it, what is that they're going to book in? They're going to book into the IT space because that is what they are holding. Also, after a phase of, now of course the narrative of the margin is going to come under pressure because of the rising employee costs, all those things are going to play out. Because it had outperformed very dramatically, in terms of valuation, I mean, I still think that part of the business as an Indian investor, you should always own. Because if you look at a 20-year history, that's a sector which has grown from zero to $200 billion export. And probably in next couple of years, in terms of growth, even more growth is going to come in. So, but the question is for a short-term period, because the huge amount of money had gone into there, some money is moving out, and globally, if you look at it, it is largely owned by FIs. So if they are a seller, it is very unlikely that you will find a counter buyer, except in case of few DIs on few days when they probably get into buying off stocks. Or, of course, is the buybacks which these large companies keep coming out with. So, the domestic retail investors' exposure to IT stocks is very less. So, there is some selling and some reversion towards the mean. I won't say to the mean, but towards the mean valuation part of it. Maybe for some more days, you might find some more correction happening in these IT stocks. And when I say correction, they will underperform. Also, if you look at it globally, though Indian IT companies are very different from what the global companies are, but the fact is there are many funds where there is a total basket selling comes in, where if they probably own few TCS and Infosys of the world, that ends up coming up there in the selling. So that is the reason. Otherwise, there is no reason. I mean, no particular reason. The fundamentals have not turned bad. Nothing of that sort has happened. In fact, if look at the commentary in terms of the deal flows, it's still very high. Yes, in case of mid-tier companies also, tier 2 companies in IT, mid-cap companies in IT, there also the work, has not come down. The work pressure has not come down. The order flow is still strong. The question is, because of the too much money flowing into that, the valuation had become extremely high. So there's some people are taking money off the table. Very normal course, nothing exceptional. But yes, this is one sector. For a long-term guy, it's the kind of a sector which you want to have in your portfolio. Because that's the one sector where the rupee itself, is something which is a tailwind for you. If there's a problem, if there's a currency depreciation, that is one sector which has a direct benefit of that.
After the sharp rally seen last week, does ITC still fall in the category of value stock for you? Is it still undervalued?
I mean, Nikhil, we have been talking about this. I think it's almost now 6-7 months we have been talking about it. And the fact is that I still, at that point of time, I was still bullish on it. In the sense, I don't know. I can't see when it comes to investing, you can't time. In trading, it's about timing in the market. And ITC, I still believe, yes, till that time, there is still a lot of value to be unlocked. See, look at the price performance of the stock. It has done nothing in the last 7 years. Yes, of course, it has moved from being in a 220, 215 to 225 range to 280. But still, it's still far below what it was, not far below. It's still below the level it where it was 7 years back. So there is a lot of catch-up to do by it. And secondly, I think all this, you know, talks about, you know, the stocks are not going to be touched because of the ESG, all those selling which was supposed to come because of ESG, I think it's done and dusted in the last 5-6 years. The readjustment of ESG part is done. Of course, there are funds which are never going to buy it because of the ESG factor. But then there are other funds also which will say, fair enough, yeah, both of ESG. You know, there are many other things to look beyond ESG. So, to me, yes, it's of course, that does not mean that, you know, you go and buy tomorrow at 280 and then if it turns at 260, you say, boss, ye to kya ho gaya, to phir ITC waise hi ho gaya. It is something which I personally still own and I'll continue to hold on till the time. I think the value, the unlocking will finally happen when the demergers happen. I don't know when it will happen, but it's bound to happen. Because their FMCG business, which they built, you know, which will help them saving the taxes. Imagine if ITC was not having an FMCG business. They built a company, just probably I think it was the first thing to diversification was a tax planning element in it. Even the mergers were a tax planning element in it. Once those businesses reach a certain scale, I think management is very clear and they have not said in so many words, but you can feel that, you know, that is the underlying thought process of the management is, but at the right time, we will demerge them and we probably, they may not become a pure tobacco company once again. They will have one, some other this thing. But then again, so to me, yes, it's. I continue to be, if there is a correction, I'll again probably add to some of it to my portfolio.
Talking about metals, Nifty Metal was the biggest gainer as it rallied 7.4% last week. Tata Steel, in fact, was up almost 7%. Can you explain what's happening in this pocket and can it be a good trade for the next week?
Nikhil, let me divide your question into two parts. One, see, some of the sectoral index actually don't give you the right picture of what's happening in the sector. And especially the one where only one or two companies have a very strong high weightage. You know, and Nifty Metal is probably one index which actually doesn't give you. Two companies will move and the index can move from anywhere X to Y, Y to Z. In just matter of because of the movement in two companies. My take on metal is that if you look at since late March this year, there has been some correction in the metal prices on ground. Now if you look at the fundamental, I don't know if the world is talking about recession. There's all talk of slowdown in US, soft lending, blah, blah. If that is going to be the case, how on earth metal prices can move up? I mean, if either the recession is not coming or a slowdown is not coming in global economy, but and if it's coming, and then how comes, you know, the price is going to move up? So look at in China, they have been giving soft people, trying to revive the real estate market. They are cutting interest rates. They are moving exactly the opposite of what the rest of the world is doing. Capacities were low. Capacities are likely to come up in China. Unlocking will happen, so the capacities are going to increase in China. The flow of, you know, steel is going to increase in China. So in this scenario, when the unlocking of the capacities is going to happen, the flow is going to get normalized because of availability of container or ships or whatever, and there is going to be slowdown. I don't know how on earth metal prices can move up, at least in short term. I mean, there is, if I recollect, these kind of metal cycles, about super cycles, these all things are towards the end of the bull run of, you know, the metal companies. Coming to your question of whether it's going to be a trading bet, it can be definitely a trading bet. Trading is entirely different from, you know, putting your money for a couple of years. Imagine the fundamentals are going to improve, the business structure is going to improve. The business structure of the metal remains same. It's a cyclical business. It will remain, so it will see highs where the companies who are able to conserve cash and build capacity when the prices are lower, you know, are able to do well. Companies which take a debt and further go for expansion, they are the ones who suffer. Look at a 20-year chart of a Tata Steel. For ages, it underperforms and then it recovers for all its underperformance in few years. And then again, it underperforms for ages. So, I mean, to be very honest, first of all, I'm not a metal fan. Because, and again, in metal, we most tend to club every metal as a together. But to me, an aluminium is non-ferrous and ferrous are very different animal altogether. and probably Hindalco, the stock price movement would be very different from what a price movement on Tesco can be. So, and I'm not a believer of super cycles. It's a commodity business, a cyclical business. At this point of time, we see the prices control the narratives. The price is moving up, the narrative would be towards the justification of that particular asset class. Oh, this is happening because of this. Because our brain is trying to, is a, you know, trained to find reason and attribute reasons for it, what's happening. So I don't know whether it's going to be for a trading bet. Yes, there can be a, there might be a trading bet, but I don't know when it comes to trading. My belief is there could be a short trade in it also, in metal stocks. So I don't think so on a sustained basis. ये देखो ना निखिल, अभी 20% movement टाटा स्टील में होने के लिए कितना जान चाहिए, huge. And when I hear to all the commentary going around about the recession and all what I read, I don't know it has, whether it has happened. I mean, this was pretty much the same story in 2007-8. The world was going into recession. People were at that time also, they talked about super cycles. Do a Google search and you will find that during that period of time, the similar kind of things were happening. Similar narratives were getting built up. So, I don't think so. I mean, yes, a trading move might happen, but not something something which is sustainable. And I reserve the right to be wrong. And most of the time, I'm wrong in metals. So, with this, I think I'll stay away. In fact, to be very honest, I will look for an opportunity to go a short in a trade where I can take a short position in a metal stock, especially the steel one. You know, there were all the talk about super cycles a couple of months back. Look at what has happened to SAIL. Despite the fact that the company has reduced the debt so in a such a beautiful manner. But look at what has happened to the stock price. So there are many parts to it. So I would either, I've never been able to make say I'm a metal bull, or, and at this point of time also, I don't think there is a reason why should I change my view of fundamental view of either, you know, metal being cyclical and probably only a trading and not an investing bet.
Thank you, Mr. Nagpal. That's all in today's special podcast. But do keep checking this space for more such interesting content. Goodbye.